This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. When you're watching an ad on TV or online, you usually know it's an ad, right? Someone is clearly selling something. But when it comes to sponsored content on social media, what we might have called an advertorial back in the day, the lines can be blurry. On TikTok, with its 1 billion plus users, content creators are supposed to disclose when they're getting paid to promote a skincare product or coffee substitute. But as Sarah Morrison recently reported for Recode, that's not always the case. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you describe what one of these non-ad ads looks like? What would I be seeing or not seeing?
I mean, there's a lot of different things, but, you know, you'd have a TikToker, maybe there'd be a product like prominently featured in it, maybe they'd be using it, maybe they'd be extolling, you know, the virtues of it, but there wouldn't be anything maybe saying it's an ad. So I think for some people, you can sort of tell that it's an ad or that there's probably some exchange, but it's not explicitly said there. And, you know, according to the laws we have in this country, it is supposed to be.
So give me an example. There's a content creator slash influencer who always seems to have a bottle of a certain drink in her hand, right?
Yeah, I think one of the ones I found was Charlie D'Amelio. She's the second most followed person on TikTok. And I do think sometimes she does have these disclosures correctly. But there would be a couple times where, like, this drink muse and, you know, she's holding it, he's talking about it, whatever.
This one's pretty simple. They're really good and I really like them and they have a lot of different flavors and a lot of health benefits, so.
But she doesn't explicitly say, this is an ad or I've been given like some kind of compensation in some way to be talking about this. And I mean, I guess it's very possible that in that particular instance, she just happened to want to tell us about Muse, but she does, as far as we know, like have some kind of relationship with them already.
So one of the questions in your piece is kind of who's responsible for this, right? Is it the platform? Is it the influencer? As you mentioned, some of them are very young and sort of a cottage industry. Or is it, you know, regulators? Is the FTC actually, you know, policing these sponsored content posts?
See, that's the tricky thing, because I guess I had always assumed that it was the influencers. Like, you're supposed to know the rules and do them. And if you don't, it's on you. It's a little more complicated than that, actually, because brands and maybe the intermediaries, like the agencies that they're working with, they're also supposed to be having like monitoring and compliance programs to make sure that the people they're paying are marketing their products, you know, according to the rules. And then, yeah, the FTC is one of the agencies in this country that is supposed to be regulating this, but they have a huge job beyond watching TikToks for proper ad disclosures. It's like an impossible job.
So what's the harm? I mean, you know, most viewers are probably pretty savvy and recognize, oh, you know, that Muse bottle keeps showing up. Clearly, this is an ad. But you argue that there are vulnerable people using TikTok who may not be aware of that.
Sure. I mean, it's an audience that skews younger and they tend to just be more like engaged. And these might be not be things that they would have bought or known about otherwise. I mean, that's what ads are for. You know, somebody I talked to in my article said, you know, it's kind of small potatoes when you look at it that way. And I don't disagree. But we have a case, and this is actually Instagram, where there was this detox tea company that weren't disclosing ads. And it was like people like Cardi B were not, you know, were doing
yeah.
these. So people were, you know, getting Cardi B or whoever telling them that this detox tea would like do all of these health things that it wouldn't. And then there's also, you know, another thing to think about is the harm to like other companies. Like if you are doing things right, but a competitor like isn't, and people are buying those products because they don't quite see that they're ads. And so they're more prone to think this is a legitimate, genuine endorsement.
And to actually watch it, right?
Yeah. And your business is like kind of suffering because you're following the rules. And a product that may not even be better than yours is doing better because they're maybe cheating.
All right. Sarah Morrison is a senior reporter for Recode at Vox. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.